There was a sound of many footsteps, and Alice looked round, eager to see the Queen. When the procession came opposite to Alice, they all stopped and looked at her, and the Queen said severely,
"Who is this?"
She said it to the Knave of Hearts, who only bowed and smiled in reply.
"Idiot,"
said the Queen, tossing her head impatiently, and turning to Alice, she went on,
"What's your name, child?"
"My name is Alice, so you please, Your Majesty," said Alice very politely, but she added to herself, "Why, they're only a pack of cards, after all. I needn't be afraid of them."
"And who are these?"
said the Queen, pointing to the three gardeners who are lying round the rose tree. "How should I know?" said Alice, surprised at her own courage. "It's no business of mine." The Queen turned crimson with fury, and after glaring at her for a moment, like a wild beast, screamed,
"Off with her head! Off!"
"Nonsense," said Alice very loudly and decidedly, and the Queen was silent. The King laid his hand upon her arm and timidly said, "Consider, my dear, she is only a child." The Queen turned angrily away from him and said to the Knave,
"Turn them over."
The Knave did so very carefully with one foot.
"Get up,"
said the Queen in a shrill, loud voice. And the three gardeners instantly jumped up and began bowing to the King, the Queen, the royal children, and everyone else.
"Leave off that," screamed the Queen. "You make me giddy."
And then turning to the rose tree, she went on,
"What have you been doing here?"
"May it please Your Majesty," said Two in a very humble tone, going down onto one knee as he spoke. "We were trying."
"I see,"
said the Queen, who had meanwhile been examining the roses.
"Off with their heads!"
And the procession moved on, three of the soldiers remaining behind to execute the unfortunate gardeners who ran to Alice for protection.